the second year of public life. 141. Instruction to the disciples while going towards Arimathea. April the 19th, 1945.
My Lord, what shall we do with that man?
Peter asks Jesus, pointing at a man whose name is Joseph, and who has been following them since they left Emmaus. Joseph is now listening to the two sons of Alphaeus and to Simon, who are paying particular attention to him.
I have told you. He is coming with us as far as Galilee.
And then?
And then he will be staying with us. You will see that that is what is going to happen.
Is he going to be a disciple also? With that foul story about him.
Are you a Pharisee too?
Not me. I think that the Pharisees are overly zealous with keeping an eye on us.
And they will cause us trouble if they see him with us. That is what you mean. So, we should allow a son of Abraham to be plunged into grief because we are afraid of being annoyed? No, Simon Peter. It is a soul that can be lost or saved according to how its deep wound is healed.
But are we not your disciples?
Jesus looks at Peter and smiles sweetly. He then says,
one day, many months ago, I said to you, many more will come. The field is vast, very vast. Because of its vastness, the workers will never be sufficient. Also because many, like Jonah, will die working hard. But you will always be my favored ones,
concludes Jesus, drawing gloomy Peter close to himself, and his promise cheers the apostle.
So, he is coming with us?
Yes, until his heart is refreshed. He is deeply disillusioned by all the bitter hatred he has had to endure. He is indeed poisoned.
Also, James, John, and Andrew have joined the Master, and are listening to him.
You cannot appraise the enormous harm that a man can do another man by means of his hostile intolerance. I ask you to remember that your Master was always kind towards those who were suffering from a spiritual disease. You think that my greatest miracles and my main virtue in the curing of bodies. No, my friends. Yes, you also, who are ahead of us, and you, who are behind me. Come here. The road is wide, and we can walk in a group.
They all gather around Jesus, who continues,
my main deeds, the ones that bear the clearest witness to my nature and my mission, the ones upon which the Father looks with joy, are the healing of hearts. Whether they are freed from one or more capable vices, or relieved from grief. Hearts are discouraged by grief when they are convinced that they have been struck and abandoned by God. What is a soul that has lost the certainty of the help of God? It is a thin bare vine crawling in the dust, as it is no longer able to clutch at the idea that was its strength and its joy. It is horrible to live without hope. Life is beautiful in its hardship only because it receives such warmth from the divine sun. The aim of life is that sun. The days of men may be dismal, wet with tears and smeared with blood. But the sun will rise again. Then there will be no more grief, no separations, no harshness, no hatred, no misery, or solitude in an enveloping fog. Instead, there will be brightness and singing, serenity and peace. There will be God. God, the eternal sun. See how gloomy the earth is when there is an eclipse. If man were compelled to say, the sun is gone, would he not feel as if he were to live forever in a dark underground burial chamber, buried and dead before dying? But man knows that behind the moon that blocks the light and makes the world look dismal, there is still God's bright sun. And the thought of being united to God during life is like that. If men hurt, slander, and steal, God cures, justifies, and grants. And he does so in full measure. Men may say, God has rejected you. But a confident soul thinks, and must think, God is just and good. He knows all reasons and is kind. He is more kind than the most caring of men. He is infinitely so. Therefore, he will not reject me if I lean my tear-stained face on his bosom, and I say to him, Father, I have but you. Your son is in anguish and depressed. Give me your peace. I have been sent by God to gather those whom man has upset and Satan has overwhelmed, and I save them. That is really my work. A miracle on a body is a manifestation of divine power. The redemption of souls is the work of Jesus Christ, the Savior and Redeemer. I think I am not mistaken, that those who have rehabilitated by me, in the eyes of God, and in their own, will be my faithful disciples, the ones who with greater strength will be able to lead crowds of people to God, saying, "Are you sinners? So am I. Are you depressed? So was I. Are you desperate? So was I. And yet you can see that the Messiah had mercy on my spiritual distress, and he wanted me to be his priest. Because he is mercy, and he wants the world to be convinced of that. And no man is more suitable to convince than he who has experienced such mercy himself. Now I will put them on a par with my friends, and with those who have worshipped me since I was born. That is, I will associate them with you, and with the shepherds. Nay, I will set them alongside the shepherds, with those who have been cured, and with those who without any special election, like you 12, have followed my way, and will follow it as long as they live." Isaac is near Arimathea, as requested by our friend Joseph. "I will take Isaac with me, so that he may join Timonius when the latter arrives. You may join them, Joseph, if you think that there is peace in me and a purpose for a whole life. They will be good brothers to you."
"Oh, my comfort! It is exactly as you say. My deep wounds, both as a man and as a believer, are being cured very quickly. I have been with you 3 days, and I feel that what was my torture only 3 days ago is a dream that is fading away. I had that dream, but the more time elapses, the more its harsh details vanish before reality. During the past nights I have pondered over things. I have a good relative at Joppa. He was the involuntary cause of my trouble, because it was through him that I met that woman. And that will tell you whether we were in a position to know whose daughter she was. True, she may have been the daughter of my father's first wife. But he was not the father. Her name was different, and she came from far away. She became acquainted with my relative through business transactions. And that is how I met her. My relative was very fond of my business. I am going to make him an offer. The business would come to an end without a master. I am sure he will buy it, also because thereby he will not feel remorse for the trouble he caused me. I will then be self-sufficient and I will be able to follow you without any worry. I only ask you to grant me that man Isaac you mentioned. I am afraid of being all alone in my thoughts. They are still too sad."
"I will let you have Isaac. He is a kind soul. Sorrow has perfected him. He has carried his cross for 30 years. He knows what it means to suffer. In the meantime, we will go ahead, and you will join us at Nazareth."
"Are we not stopping at Joseph's?"
"Joseph is probably in Jerusalem. The Sanhedrin is very busy. We will find out from Isaac. If he is there, we will take him our peace. If he is not there, we will stop only one night to rest. I am anxious to reach Galilee. There is a mother who is suffering. You remember that there are people who are eager at distressing her."
It all ends thus.